1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And now let us smile with a breath like this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Good for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Something like that. Yes, did you feel it happening?
It was lightning.
It was lightning, and it was lightning in a true way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we said, if you stay with a physical sensation, if you remove the thin veil of gloom on the inside, if you actually lift that up off, that is a true feeling. If your eyes don't feel quite so held down into the body, if the corners of the mouth on the inside don't feel quite so pressed down, that is a true feeling, and you can follow that feeling and let yourself lighten with it. See, what was happening is you've gotten all the lightening, and then you held back in your mind because you said, well, but I still feel lousy, all right? So, I think little by little we will know what the difference is between allowing something to happen on the inside where your body actually changes and going with that change, or what it means really to be contriving, right, which is what we don't want. For example, when you explain to me what you did before performance, and I said, well, why don't you try something like that? And you went to the doorway. Yes, your feet then became fake. You know, they were fakely moving across to the door, and you were sort of fakely casual once again. Yes, so that, of course, is very confusing. You know, you don't know. Here we are working for honesty and simplicity all the time in the voice, in the body, and in attitude. And I'm saying, go ahead, do it. So, what I would like you to do once more, before we call it, is rediscover the techniques that we've used today so far. And you'll see that it is all technique. And where does the acting come in? It's that it takes so long to learn each little technique. The technique of a loose tongue, the technique of the words in front, the technique of breathing, and then of letting the breath meet the word. Technique of lightening in the different parts of the body, the shoulder or the ankle. Then what it means is allowing all of this stuff to be there for you, taking a breath and letting the inside go light. You can even say that word, light. And then walk across, turn, and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as though you were the most charming actor in the world. You could even say the word charm. Because there, what it is, it's happening on the inside. See whether you can get it to happen on the inside. But you have to be careful. You mustn't go so grim as you sit down. You mustn't, as you go grim each time, it means you have to pull yourself up from that terrible distance. Don't. Stay like a cork on an ocean wave. Huh? The cork is buoyed up by its own lightness, really, and the wave is doing like this to it, and it is in neutral. See, stay in neutral rather than stay below neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Neutral is honest, and from neutral you can go up, but if you go way down below neutral, you can't get to the exercise. All right, get up and do it.
Repeat it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Just keep doing it until you somehow find a way of feeling the breath sort of going over all the dismal parts of the inside of your body.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And let yourself respond to the breath as it moves through the body, as it lightens your heart.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's better, David. Let the breath move up into the cheekbones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Let it move behind the eyes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Do you feel that that's a lighter tone?
More, you might feel it.
Yes, yeah. That's good. Okay, that's the lesson today. Good. So you see, it's.
I'd given up on it until you started directing it to specific points.
Yes, it wasn't working. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was.
You took it there and
it
just did it.
It did it. Uh-huh. See, and this is something you can then do for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, a very difficult lesson, my dear.
Yes.
Oh, go home, David.
Uh-huh. Nap.
Yeah. Good, I'll see you on Sunday.
Sunday, right.